From the studios of Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP, in Santa Cruz, California, I'm Gary Shapiro, and this is From the Bookshelf. At 236 West 45th Street, in the heart of the Broadway Theater District, there is a theater named the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. Gerald Schoenfeld is one of the most influential men in the history of the Great White Way. As the chairman of the Schubert Organization for more than 35 years, he was not only responsible for bringing some of the greatest musicals and plays to Broadway, he was also the guy who spearheaded the campaign to clean up Broadway and make it safe for theatergoers again. Although Mr. Schoenfeld passed away in 2008, he left behind a marvelous memoir called Mr. Broadway, The Inside Story of the Schuberts, the Shows, and the Stars. The book was prepared for publication by Gerald Schoenfeld's wife of 57 years, my guest this week, Pat Schoenfeld. Mrs. Schoenfeld, welcome to From the Bookshelf.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
You know, I attended a play at the theater that bears your husband's name just last summer. It was a wonderful ensemble play that featured Chris Rock in the cast. And I went to the show with my mother. And in fact, the word mother is in the title of the show.
Oh, yes. And it was just, it was a big surprise, I think. Not to say that Chris Rock was the big surprise, but I am invited to the Schubert openings, and now I do have choices as to which shows I go to and which I don't, or else sometimes I wait. But this particular show, I don't know, it intrigued me, and I invited some friends.
Yeah.
We were knocked out by it.
I was too. No, I'm just going to go ahead and say the title of the play.
So. Okay, good.
Okay. It was called The Motherfucker with the Hat. And I went with my mother, and she loved the play also, but she couldn't get the title right. She was talking to her friends about it. She called it The Fucker with His Mother's Hat. The Mother with the Fucked Hat. She never quite got it right, but she did.
And I always find it kind of amusing that the New York Times won't publish it.
That's the name of the play.
I know, and you know, they make it dash, dash, dash.
Yeah.
The Mother dash, dash, dash with the hat.
It was a great show. And the entire cast was really, really fabulous.
They really were.
And well, so tell us a little bit about the theater. I mean, that was once the Plymouth Theater, but you were one of the people responsible. I guess you are the person responsible for the theater being renamed.
Well, you know, I was married, as you know in the book, Jerry and I. Well, we didn't grow up together because I always say I was 5 years younger than he. He always said I was 4 years and 8 months younger than he. But, you know, I always knew that my world had changed because when we were young marrieds and Jerry would come home for dinner at a reasonable time, and we would sit down with our daughter, our young daughter, and then very often he would go back to the theater because we lived on 59th Street and Central Park South, so he was able to, early on we lived down on 23rd Street, but always in the city. But John Schubert called one night, and it was like 11:30, and he was very nice. He was lovely. And he always called Jerry Mr. Schoenfeld. He always called me Mrs. Schoenfeld. And he got on the phone and he said, "Excuse me, Mrs. Schoenfeld, did I disturb dinner?"
At 11
and
o'clock.
And I said, "Uh-oh, now I know my life has changed." But I had, as I had put it in the book and Jerry put in the book, we did come from the same neighborhood, the same kind of background. And so as we went further on in our life, I always felt that, you know, so many people are honored after their death. And Jerry particularly in that area had done so much. Aside from the theater and holding the Schuberts together, he really recreated that whole area. And so that's why I really felt you've got to do this before he dies so that he can enjoy the fact that you're honoring him. So I went to one of his board members who was a very dear, dear friend. And he said, "Leave it with me, Pat. I'll work on it." Well, it took about a year. And And one of the reasons that was because they really wanted to honor the two of them, Bernie Jacobs and Jerry.
His partner.
And Bernie had died about 10, 12 years before that. And the two theaters were right next door to each other, which was so perfect. And they both had nondescript names. One was the Royale, and it became the Jacobs. And the Plymouth became the Gerald Schoenfeld. So it really was meant to be.
And was that an exciting night, the night they were unveiled, or how was that done?
Well, it really was, and I've always been a kind of a... I never went according to plan. And I said to his board of directors that when they were planning the opening of the theater, please, I don't want big black tie dinners, and I don't want big tributes that sound like obituaries. We just have a small podium and a block party. And what they did was, it was so fabulous. They had a big cocktail party at the Marriott Hotel. And so everybody, there were, 1,000 people who came in, and Jerry stood there and said hello to everybody. He knew every single name, and there were photographs and so forth. And then I think it was like, maybe it was like 7 o'clock, because it was in May, and it was still light out. Everybody went into the street, and between Broadway and 8th Avenue, it was covered with people. And Dame Edna came out on the top of the marquee of the Winter Garden Theater. And he read a poem to Jerry. And Hugh Jackman, we planned it so that Hugh Jackman could be the master of ceremonies. And Hugh Jackman also was the master in his memorial. And... it really was. It was just such a fun evening because everybody, there were no seats except up front. There were some seats for some old relatives. I had an aunt who was elderly and Jerry's brother, who, by the way, is still alive and he's 95.
Hmm.
And it was, and then Mayor Bloomberg came, and there were two sleeves on the marquees. And so, of course, he read all kinds of proclamations, and then he pulled the sleeves, and they played Give My Regards to Broadway. And it just was really, I produced a good show.
Oh, I wish I'd have been there. Sounds fantastic. Well, we're talking with Pat Schoenfeld, and her husband, Gerald Schoenfeld, has written this wonderful book. It's called Mr. Broadway, The Inside Story of the Schuberts, the Shows, and the Stars. And if you're a person like me that loves drama and the Broadway stage, it's a fabulous book, and it's filled with wonderful, wonderful stories. I loved the book. And Mrs. Schoenfeld, after Gerald Schoenfeld finished the book, he passed away shortly afterwards. And then how it fell to you to make the book happen?
Well, you know, it was, early on, very early on, actually, it was Jackie Kennedy who came to Jerry and said, Jerry, you got to write a book. And he said, no, this is when she was writing that she was an editor for Doubleday Publishing. And he said, no, he wasn't ready, and he didn't know that he had time or could do it, and it just wasn't in his head. And then there were a few other people who came to him and had suggested or asked him to write the book. And I finally did say to him, Jerry, it's time. You've got to write the book because you're the only one who can tell this story. And, you know, he really headed up the Schuberts, or let's say not headed up, but was with the Schuberts longer than the Schuberts were.
Yeah.
And so it had such changes and such oh, you know, from very early on until today, that he and Bernie were lawyers, young lawyers, and the legal cases which he writes about, which changed the whole face of not only the Schuberts, but the business of the theater and the way the theater was continued. So, I kind of pushed him, and he said, all right, but it took him about 3 years to figure out how to write it, because he didn't know should he write it chronologically, but that was too difficult because there were so many things happening at the same time. And so he finally got to do it, and he would spend, Jerry, once he got focused on something, he was like a mad dog that grabbed a hold of your pant leg. He never let go. And so he would stay down if we didn't have theater or an event or some kind of plan for the evening. He would work all day, and then he would stay down in his office for at least 2 hours, not come home until, 8, 9, 10 o'clock. He would work on the book. He would dictate it, and then his assistant would take it on the computer, print it out. And we did have a country house, and on the weekends he would go over it, edit it, bring it back, etc. I never read the book until after he died. And everybody thought, that's crazy. But I used to hear him repeating stories and pieces to people like, if we were with Tim Rice, he would read Tim's, area, or he'd read it to Frank McCourt, who lived across the street from us in Connecticut. But I knew that he didn't want me to say, oh, no, Jerry, that's not how it happened. He wanted to get it all down, and he would say to me, you want to read it? And I'd say, well, okay, but then he wouldn't leave it for me. So I knew that it was something, and Doris Kearns Goodman was very close to Jerry, and, you know, she's that wonderful, wonderful writer. She wrote the wonderful book about Abe Lincoln.
The Team of Rivals.
Yeah. Oh, and she kept pushing Jerry, just write it, Jerry. Write. Don't listen to anybody. Just keep writing. And he would send her pieces of it, and of course she would write back, and he'd tell me that, you know, what she said, and I said, well, this sounds like the Second Coming. I mean, it's wonderful. And she really was. She would give him the courage to keep writing. So when he did die, and, you know, another story which was kind of prolific, and he came home one day and he said, you know, Pat, I don't know how to finish the book. I'm having trouble finishing it. And I said, are you afraid to finish it? And so he did. And, well, that was that. But when I read the manuscript, and it was about 6 months after he died, because he died very suddenly. I mean, he wasn't sick a day that I can remember anything more than an upset stomach or being cranky because he had a headache or nothing. And we were out. Hugh Jackman had invited us to the opening of his film, Australia. We came home, and he was just fine. Woke up in the middle of the night, didn't feel well, and he died. I thank him every day, I tell you, because I see what it is when...
Yes.
When older people get diminished. He was at the top of his game. And Anyway, so it took me about, I'd say, 3-4 months before I really felt I could do anything with this manuscript. But then somehow or other I knew this was my job. I had to get this book published. And, you know, Jerry never would have gotten it published.
You don't think so?
No, because he would have been turned down by one publisher. He would have said to me, what do I need it for? I've got a great job. What do I need this for?
Mm-hmm.
And I got turned down by, I can't tell you how many publishers, because they said, Pat, it's a wonderful story, it's a wonderful book, but Jerry's not here to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done an enormous job on that side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And because it just was something I knew I had to do. And it's gotten a lot of press and a lot of exposure. And now I'm...
So when you finally sat down to read this book, Pat Schoenfeld, that your husband had written, it really written in a voice. Is it his voice? Was it him speaking to you as you were reading it?
Well, that was the hard. There were two very difficult jobs for me. Again, I was working with an editor, and we were trying to make up our minds whether I would add my piece separately. In other words, I'd do a couple of chapters and then just use Jerry's, or whether we would use all of his words and all of his writing, but then anything I added, I insisted and I made sure that it was in his voice. So people who read it now and that knew Jerry, I have gotten so many letters and so many calls saying, Pat, it's Jerry. We hear Jerry telling these stories.
Hmm.
And that, to me, was the achievement of this book, because he wrote it, and it was his voice, and my prologue and epilogue was just my adding to it. But I did add information to it as I saw our life, particularly areas which I felt could be more personal, adding in some of the personal things that Jerry had to face in our life together. And again, I wanted to make sure that it was in his voice.
Well, I definitely think you accomplished that. The book, it's called Mr. Broadway, The Inside Story of the Schuberts and the Shows, The Schuberts, The Shows and the Stars, a memoir by Gerald Schoenfeld. We're speaking with his wife, Pat Schoenfeld. So he started out as a lawyer, and there's a lot of law and law stories which are really amusing and interesting, how he, you know, he had a kind of a crazy mind, the way he worked his... really wonderful. And he just kind of, I mean, he wasn't a person who came to Broadway with a love of theater and like, I'm going to go be working on Broadway. That just kind of is something that happened in his life.
That's right. And, you know, as I say, we were both brought up in Manhattan. And I know my parents took me to the theater when I was very young. But because there was, you know, Jerry was in World War II, and that 5 years between us really was a generation, because he went into the Army when he was 18 years old. He went away to school when he was 16. And so when he got out, he went right to law school. And then, of course, he got this job with this very small law firm that represented the Schuberts. So it wasn't like he had a lot of experience with his parents. His parents and his parents' friends all went to the theater. But because Jerry was so young when he went away, that he really didn't get that experience of going to the theater. So when he got this job, he really didn't know who the Schuberts were.
Mm-hmm.
But they, the minute he walked in he, as this young lawyer, they told him he had to, that they were being sued by an antitrust case, and he had to answer the complaint. And as Jerry says in his book, he didn't know what a complaint was, so he certainly didn't know what the answer would be. And but because he had to research and know all about the Schuberts and their background and the way they did business, that he really became the only one who knew the whole history that led up to this antitrust case. And then he, as he says in the book, he, I mean, I remember he was admitted to the United States Supreme Court. And, you know, that was one of the highlights. I can remember that day because he had to go down, and finally he was sitting at the table with the lawyers who were arguing this case in front of the Supreme Court.
Hmm. Well, you know, this book, and I really loved it, it's kind of a tell-all book in a way. I mean, not that there's a lot of sex in the book or anything, although there's a little, but there's a lot of, I mean, he names names of people that we've heard of, and then he tells us what he thought of those people. And sometimes he's not, I mean, he's never unkind, but he's very honest when he talks about, say, Frank Langella or Bob Fosse or Jerome Robbins.
Well, you know, I don't know how people, you know, everybody brings to it their own baggage, let's put it that way, when one reads a book, particularly about, you know, when stars are named or people that are well known. But Jerry was very close to these people. I mean, Frank Langella, I mean, and Frank today, you know, if I see Frank, he gives me hugs and kisses, as he did with Jerry. And the stories he tells about Frank are showbiz stories. They're not stories telling, you know, about personal dislikes. It's about how one works with a creative person. And Jerry had enormous regard for creative people. And, you know, it's very different today. Jerry was this producer, but we never moved out of New York City. And Jerry's greatest day, on a Saturday, he would come home and say, I was able to hit 17 theaters today. He would go in and out, and he would talk, just go backstage and cheer on somebody. Or, you know what, when the Tonys, when people, you know, there was winners and losers. The day after the Tony Awards, Jerry went to see every loser. And he would say to them, do you remember who won in your category last year? And three quarters of the time, he didn't. They didn't. Yeah. But he wanted to let them know that, really, your performance was fantastic. And the Tony Award is given for so many reasons, and you want it, but it does not mean that you haven't got this great talent.
I was very fascinated in the book when he talked about this show. I can't remember what show it was, but that they desperately wanted the show to win the Tony Award because it would mean that the show would be prolonged. And when it didn't win the Tony, it was time to close the show.
Well, that was Chess.
Oh, yes, Chess. I thought it was interesting
was
how
a story in itself.
Yeah,
it wasn't even nominated, and of course that embraced and encircled the whole story of Michael Bennett, and Michael Bennett had AIDS, and you know in those days you didn't talk about it, and he had to leave the show in London. It opened in London, and it really was a beautiful, beautiful show. And so when Michael Bennett left it, he got Trevor Nunn, Jerry and Bernie asked Trevor Nunn to do it. And Trevor was a rather difficult man to work with. Not to say that his talent wasn't brilliant, but in this particular case, it was mixed up with all kinds of personal stuff. So the show wasn't even nominated. It really went very badly, and they closed the show. But,
well, you know, I think that's one of the most wonderful parts of the story. Just the backstage stuff is so interesting about how the show gets mounted and who's involved and what their demands are and how it all works out. It really is a fascinating and marvelous book. And it has a Hirschfeld drawing of your husband on the cover.
Well, I have to tell you about that. Okay, my daughter happens to be a fantastic graphic artist, and she really is. She's one of a kind, as of course she would be. But when we were doing the book, and the publisher called me to say that they want a photograph of Jerry to put on the cover, I said, gee, I don't think Jerry would like that. And they said, well, Pat, it's a memoir, and memoirs really have pictures of the person or some personal reference to this person who wrote this book. So I did. I went into bookshops and I checked out all these memoirs, and sure enough, most of them had pictures.
Have a picture of the person, sure.
Of the person on the cover. So I asked my daughter, Carrie. I said, Carrie, why don't you come up with some ideas? And she came up with a wonderful, wonderful piece, really. Finding a picture of Jerry where he didn't have an arm around somebody or was in a tuxedo was not easy. Well, okay, so we sent it to the publisher. The publisher loved it, put it on the cover. We sent it out in the press and the whole thing. And they showed it to the booksellers, and they didn't like the cover.
Mm.
And they said it was too busy, and they really didn't care for it. Well, you know, the publisher gets back to me. I'm very disappointed. And they said, you know, they're selling the book, and they know what is appealing. I said, all right. So they said to me, you know, we'd like to get a Hirschfeld drawing. They called Margot Feigen, who is the gallery owner and has the Hirschfeld drawings. She had this picture. I never knew it existed.
Huh.
And so that's how it got to be on the cover.
Well,
and, of course, once they put it on the cover, I thought it was wonderful, as did my daughter and all of us.
Well, it is a great, it's a great cover. It's a great book inside. And let me just tell everybody one more time. It's called Mr. Broadway, The Inside Story of the Schuberts, The Shows and the Stars, a memoir by Gerald Schoenfeld and his marvelous wife, my guest, Pat Schoenfeld. Thank you so much for spending some time with us on From the Bookshelf.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you so much for really reading this and loving it.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of From the Bookshelf. I hope you enjoyed the show and that you'll come back and see us again next week. I want to thank my guest, Pat Schoenfeld. Her husband's memoir, Mr. Broadway, The Inside Story of the Schuberts, The Shows and the Stars, by Gerald Schoenfeld. It's a wonderful book. Production assistance on From the Bookshelf is provided by Francis Venegas. Thanks, Francis. I want you all to come and visit our new website. It's www.fromthebookshelf.com. And you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and visit us on Facebook. For From the Bookshelf, I'm Gary Shapiro. See you next time.